This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Break up Google? That's what regulators want to do. The AP's Jennifer King.
The Justice Department wants a federal judge to force Google to sell Chrome, the company's industry-leading search engine, and prevent Android from favoring its own search engine. The recommended penalties are among those floated in a 23-page document filed late Wednesday as a way to prevent the company from squashing its competition after an August court ruling that found it was acting as an abusive monopoly. Jennifer King, Washington.
We're getting more details now on a woman's claim that she was sexually assaulted years ago by Pete Hegseth. The AP's Donna Warder.
Fox News personality Pete Hegseth, who's also President Donald Trump's nominee to be defense secretary, told police that an October 2017 encounter he had with a woman in a California hotel room had been consensual. But in a 22-page report just made public, the woman says it was not consensual. The woman, who helped organize a California Federation of Republican Women gathering at a hotel, says in the report that she had a drink at the bar with a group of people that included Hegseth, and she says that's where things became fuzzy. She says she had argued earlier with Hegseth about his inappropriately touching several women during the event, and somehow she ended up in a hotel room with Hegseth, who took her phone, wouldn't let her leave, and assaulted her. I'm Donna Warder.
The House Ethics Committee will not release its report for now on Matt Gaetz, President-elect Trump's nominee for Attorney General, but it will meet again on December 5th to reconsider releasing its findings. The top Democrat on the panel says Republicans on the committee voted against the release. Rain and snow keep pummeling Northern California and the Pacific Northwest. The storm has killed two people in Washington state. This would be a first. Ukraine says Russia launched an intercontinental ballistic missile targeting Dnipro City. Two people wounded. This is AP News. It's life in prison without the possibility of parole for Jose Ibarra. The AP's Ed Donahue.
A man in Georgia convicted of killing nursing student Lakin Riley was sentenced to life in prison. Riley was killed in February while running on the campus of the University of Georgia. Prosecutor Sheila Ross says Jose Ibarra's DNA was found under Riley's fingernails, and her DNA and Ibarra's were found on a jacket police found in a trash bin in his apartment complex.
The evidence in this case has spoken loud and clear that he is Lakin Riley's killer, and that he killed her because she would not let him rape her.
Friends and family, including Riley's sister and mother, got a chance to speak.
Jose Antonio Ibarra has completely and utterly ruined my life.
This monster took away our chances to see Lakin graduate from nursing school.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.